Soulcast Audio presents Hobart by Anita Briggs.
One. Pigs in Peril. Hobart was a pig. Just to look at him, you wouldn't think he was so very different from his brothers, Byron and Wilfred, and his sister, Violet. They were all round, pink, and quite clean. This was because they belonged to a good farmer. They lived in a grassy meadow with a stream and a pond to play in, so they didn't have to wallow in the mud. Watching them as they nuzzled one another fondly, or sipped buttermilk from the trough, you might be tempted to say, "Those pigs are all alike." But you would be wrong. Hobart was different. Hobart was a hopeful pig. No one seemed to know why Hobart was hopeful or how he got that way. He had always been hopeful all through both years of his life. Byron wanted to be a poet and recite his verses to an audience, but he couldn't make the lines come out even. He had been practicing, though, right up to the day when he absent-mindedly nibbled at some of the old gander's grain. Now, the gander was a terror of the farmyard because of his evil temper. All the smaller animals kept their distance from him, for he hissed, pecked, and pinched at anything within reach. As he watched Farmer Mills' growing fondness for the little pink pigs, he became even more spiteful. He raged when he saw choice bits of food from the farmhouse put into their trough instead of his. He grew sick and tired of seeing the pampered Byron standing on a tub, waving his arms and dramatically declaiming his fractured verses. And now the young hog was stealing his food. The gander rushed at Byron in a fury, head low and wings flapping.
"You'll be eaten, you know! You and your brothers and your sister, too!"
He slid to a halt, his head snaking from...